know where you are, Expert Talk with me, Tego. And today, as always, I love bringing experts from all over the world that help other people who truly in their hearts believe that service is the first step. And today is no different. As a matter of fact, this guy coming up right now has changed his career a couple of times. So for you guys out there that are going, well, I can't change now. I've already gone to college. I've already done this. I've already done that. Well, if it's not your dream, maybe Dr. Alok Trivedi, or as we love to call him, Dr. T, can help with that and a couple other things, because this guy knows how to live your best life, how to help you see where you're kind of veering off the trail, and where you can go to step up that ladder to your own success. So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Expert Talk is brought to you in part by PodNation TV, the podcast to broadcast network. Expert Talk is produced and distributed by Melrose 11 LLC. Lights, cameras, take action with Melrose 11.
Man, you know, you were in one of the classes with me. We got to give a shout out to Sage and Leap and all of that. And I had the privilege of being in one of those breakout sessions with you. And we got to talking, and you are one amazing dude. Let me just put that out there.
Thank you.
You started as, you truly are a doctor. You're not just a doctor of PhD, but you are a doctor, correct?
I am. That's correct. That's correct.
But that's not really what you're doing now, is it?
It is. You know, here's the funny thing. I'll tell you why it is, because okay. I'm not, but I am. It sounds really weird when I say this. I'm not really seeing patients in the direct sense, right? Okay. Like the way that we see it. Hey, look, you got to go see a patient. You go in, check mark, do all that stuff. I don't do that. But the term doctor means to teach. That's
true.
Really what the term really means. And so we have a thing that says doctoring is to see people and help people heal. But really, the real healing is in teaching. So I sit and say, you know what? I kind of am still being a doctor. I'm just doing it at a much larger scale.
We're going to get to your larger scale, like really a larger scale. Well, before we get there, I love going back,
sure.
You know, because people figure that if they haven't figured out what they want to do with their life by 12, then yeah. They're stuck working at McDonald's for the rest of their lives. So let's go back to young Dr. T, you know, when he was 10, 12, you know, what was your plan when you grew up? What did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, it's going to sound crazy. I wanted to do two things. I wanted to speak. I did. I wanted to teach. I knew that since I was 7 years old, I wanted to teach. And the other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to play baseball. I was good at baseball and I was kind of good at teaching. That was kind of my thing. But since I was a kid, I always had this thing that I wanted to teach. And I think here's the interesting thing, right, Tego? It's just like you with TV and production. You know, in your heart, that's probably something that you wanted to express from a very young age. And which is why you're so good at it.
I think
this is something that we, as humans, we don't look at it, right? I think we all know what we want to do, but because of people, society, places, things, we sit and say we can't do those things because it's not going to make a living.
Right.
Right. And
right.
I like to say, you know, just why make a living when you can actually live life? There's a vast difference in the two.
Yeah, you know, we're going to get into that. And before we do, that kind of takes me off the road a little bit. Because what do you say to someone who, you know, a lot of people, if your dad's a contractor, good chance you're going to be in the contracting business. If your family's in firefighting or public service, good chance you're going to be in firefighting and public service. And your family's usually the first ones that tells you, I know they were my first. What is wrong with you? You can't do that. We don't do television. We don't do production. We work for unions. We get a great union job. So when you're told that all the time, I call it strength. How do you get the strength to stand up on your own and just go, I'm going to do it anyway?
Yeah, and here's it's a great question, and I'm not obsolete from this. I went through this myself. I went through this with my own family, my own parents. I had a very successful practice, and I said I'm going to sell my practice and get rid of it, and go do what it is I love to do and teach people how to heal and entrepreneurs how to rewire their thinking so that they can take charge of their life when it comes to health, wealth, and relationships. Like, they're like, what are you, crazy? That's the stupidest thing you could do. You're making money over here and you're going to give that up to go do this thing? I was never going to give it up. But the thing is we our parents and our families tell us what they think we need to do to be able to be secure. And of course, it's necessary. That's the job of a parent, is to make sure we're secure.
Right.
And it's cool, right? Like, it's perfectly okay because we want to make sure that the kid is safe and we're all safe. But it's not about doing it anyways. It's about actually not living under the rules, and I call it the subordinations of your parents. Ooh. Because your parents dictate what they think is security, but inside of you, it's going to take you not only to live under their rules, but to lose the approval, and I call the addiction to their approval, that's going to set you free. So you're not just fighting them to do it. You're doing it to break the addiction of them so that you can actually set yourself free. It's a vast difference, I think.
You know, I'm a humongous fan of Les Brown. You know, he always talks about being hungry, you know. One of the first tapes, yes, I'm old enough to talk about tapes. Stop. Just stop. One of the first tapes that I listened to from Les Brown, you know, his favorite words were, if you can look up, you can get up. So if you're hungry, if you're backed against the wall, you know, you either quit or you fight or flight, you know, you're going to come out swinging as best as you can. But if you already have success and you're living a very comfortable life, because I read your bio, you were a millionaire in your 20s, you know. 26. See, if you've already done that and you've got the family, you've got the job, you've got the career, you're making the money, but you're not happy on the inside, how do you go, maybe I need to pause and break free? How did you know that you needed to do that?
You know, it's a great question. I think it's a voice on the inside. When the voice on the inside is speaking to you, it's wise to listen to it. And it's the real voice. There's two voices I like to say in the head, and I don't mean to speak philosophically. This is actually, we know this in psychology, we understand this, is that there's two voices in the head. The first is our emotional voice, and the second is kind of like our inner voice. And the emotional voice is the voice that's kind of telling us, you're good, you're bad, you're good, you're bad. It's giving us all this emotional up and down. And then the inner voice is the one that's kind of like, the old Vedics used to call it your dharmic path. And today we call it your mission. Many people call it your purpose, whatever language you want to use behind it. It's all telling us to do the same thing, is to follow the path and the journey that's yours, that's designed for you, that's unique to you. And look, I'll tell you, it takes a little courage to be able to listen to that, to follow with that. But here's the thing, when you take that first step,
right?
It's that first step that's the hardest. It's not the second, third, or fourth, or fifth. It's the one that says, hey, look, I've got to actually step into this. And you know, the funny thing about it is when you actually do what you're designed to do and you love to do it, it's like you take that first step and all of a sudden the floodgates of success start showing up. And you get the rewards and the awards to start showing up. And you're like, oh, wait, there's something to this. And then you take the next step and then you get more of that. But here's the interesting thing, is you start getting all these accolades and these awards. By the time you hit the third step, it actually stops. And then you start doubting it. And then you start saying, is this really what I'm supposed to do? And that's a very critical point to sit and say, you know what? I don't need to stop this. I need to actually embrace this. Because it's trying to tell you that you went too high and too elated on the first side and too depressed on the other side. Because your brain is going to come back to balance. It's always going to come back to balance. So you've got to realize that the high steps you take on the first two is going to be complemented by the low on the next two. But they're going to balance and they're going to work out. But as long as you stake the course of what's true on the inside for you, not the emotions, the true voice, the opportunities will begin to show up. Like right now, being here with you. This is an opportunity that I'm so grateful to have because of you. So thank you for this.
I'm so grateful to have you and have you here. The information that you provide is amazing. I just loved just going through your website. And as always, I always have a plan for my interview. And then I listen to my guests because my mama said, you got 2 ears, 1 mouth, use the ears twice as much. So that's what I try to do, you know? So you guys stick with me because he came up with something. We got to go a little bit off the path here. So just hold on a second. So I'm sitting here thinking about, right now, things are opening up from COVID. Cities are opening, countries are opening. My son in London just wrote me and said, I went to the museum for the first time in over a year. And I'm like, okay, I hope he wore a mask. That's the mother in me. But I'm thinking about during this time we've been down and, you know, secluded, a lot of people pursued their dream. They started their little business at home. They started, you know, working on that dream they've always wanted. Maybe they wanted to be a singer. They started singing, whatever that was. And now they're being called back to come back to work. And they've gotten torn. Do I follow my dream and keep going the way I've been going with all this stuff going on? Or do I run back to the safety net and say, well, you know, I need that paycheck. What do you think is going to happen now?
What do I think is going to happen, or what I think should be the next step for people? What I think is going to happen is you're going to have two groups of people. And it sounds so generic, but I think the people that are stuck in a state of security and with excessive responsibility, who haven't learned to empower themselves financially, mm-hmm. are going to go back to security and go back to the job.
Right.
Right.
Total. I feel the same. Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to happen. However, there's another group of people that's going to be more the risk taker type personality. Mm-hmm. Also the people that maybe sit and say, you know what? I see a new opportunity that lives within me. And if I can take this and make maybe 4 or 5 more sales, or 6 or 7 more sales, maybe 10 sales, maybe it's 100 sales. I don't know what it is, but you can replace your income inside of it. You're going to sit and say, you know what? I now see a new path. Because in your brain, when you actually myelinate, it's a process where you create new nerves and you see greater opportunities in front of you. You now see options. And the difference between those that feel trapped and the ones that live free is that they see greater options. And right now, those that see those options and opportunities in front of you may sit and say, you know what? This is one option, but I could do this, this, or this as well. And which one actually helps fulfill me the most and still lets me survive? And they'll move towards that. Because the neurology of the brain is working to make sure that you're staying whole, and it's trying to evolve your brain to make sure that it uses all of it. If you're going to a job that only uses parts of your brain, you're gonna absolutely want to use more of it, and it's gonna lean towards doing something that inspires you, that uses your creativity in a completely different path.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, and that's, I've gotta ask, because like I said, I love reading your website. I love researching you and going, wow, I know this guy, this is amazing. Is that what you mean by neuroscience? Is that what you're talking about?
It's part of it, right? Neuroscience is a grand field. And neuroscience is brilliant at understanding the neurochemistry of why we do, you know, certain actions, certain responses. But then you also have neuropsychology, which is, you know, the thinking behind it. But here's the interesting thing. Like I built a practice as a doctor, specifically a chiropractor. And I was so grateful to be a chiropractor inside of it, because medically I was on my path to medical school and it just didn't fit my personality at the time. It didn't fit who I was. But I was fortunate enough to run into some guy at undergrad who was giving out a piece of paper about chiropractic school, and my dad caught wind of it, and he said, oh, this sounds so much like you. This sounds like something you'd be right up for. And I got to get more information about it, ended up in chiropractic school, and I was able to learn about not just disease management, which is more the medical model. I was able to learn about the entire holistic nervous system, which is more what chiropractic is. It's not about back pain or neck pain. People don't realize that. It's actually about the entire nervous system.
Wow.
And the coolest thing was this, is that I got into practice and I started seeing patients. And initially people would start coming in for back pain. So you do the traditional treatment. After several 100,000 patients, you start seeing things differently. And I started asking different questions to my patients. And someone would come into my practice and they'd say, you know, my back hurts. And I'd already been studying all the science of success and the psychology. And I started asking different questions. And I said, when did this start? What was going on? What was the stress around it? And you know, here's the interesting thing. Every single time someone came in, I could trace it back to a stress. Some sort of event, some sort of perception, some sort of thought that was changing the way that their body felt. And I was, if I asked the right questions, I was able to actually change the way that the body felt. And they'd say, Doc, that's thanks amazing. For that. Like, holy cow, I feel so much better. And I'm like, is that artificial or not? At first, I didn't know what I was doing. At first, it was completely like, huh, fingers crossed. I hope this works. Right? But at worst case, I thought I was asking questions. I'm not hurting anybody. And then I started developing a process. And I started developing helping people. And I started to realize that almost all, a high percentage, high 90s, of the people that came in with chronic problems with their neck or back or shoulders or ankles or foot, all related to thinking. And if I was able to change that with the way that they thought, I was changing their body. And then people started saying to me, Tigo, it was really interesting. Then they said, can you do this with my business? I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know, let's try it. And then I started doing it with their business. And then all of a sudden the relationship dynamics changed in their business. And money started to show up and their business conflicts started to resolve. And all of a sudden, like, businesses started to come aligned and became one. And it just started to develop and it turned into this human behavior process to help people live inspired and fulfilled. And so that's kind of where the journey has been for this.
And, you know, I know that you say you're not the rah-rah, you know, self-help guy, which you really aren't. You seem to really be speaking to my heart. I'm sitting here going, I need to talk to this guy. What, you know, this is important kind of stuff, you know, but you are helping people not only personally, but with their business, you're also helping them live their best life and find out what that is. So what I'd like to do is take a break. And then when we come back, Yeah, I know you want to know now, but I got to give, you know, time to the sponsors. So give me a minute. We're going to take a break. We come right back. And then we're going to talk about how do you live your best life? What exactly is a best life? So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Expert Talk is brought to you in part by PodNation TV, the podcast to broadcast network.
Hey, welcome back. You know where you are, Expert Talk with Tigo. And of course, we have an amazing expert here, Dr. T. And he's going to talk to us about living our best life, maybe becoming our best self. Hey, Dr. T, let's talk about what exactly does it mean to live your best life?
Such a deep question. It's such a simple statement, but such a deep question, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
definitely.
Really is.
I'm glad you got answered and I don't.
Well, let me take a stab at it. Hopefully it helps some people. Like, and they can agree with it. I don't know. I'll give it my best shot though. You know, in my years of researching and understanding the science of success, neurology, physiology, psychology, what I've realized and come to the conclusion is this, is that success is something that we define more from the outside, right? I'll give you an example of what I mean by this. It's more so of success is, you know, let me make my mom proud of me, my dad proud of me, my husband, my wife, my kids, my colleagues. And you look for the accolades from the outside in. And they say, you know what? You know, that Tigo, she's got a show and she's helping all these people. She's successful inside of that. And sure, from the outside in, you are. But like every one of us has our own journey. Every one of us has our own battle.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a split inside of us. And so even the most successful of people that I've worked with, from athletes to NBA stars to WNBA stars to CEOs, everyone has this split. There's the split of success and then there's a split of fulfillment. And I thought to myself, that can't be it. It can't be a split in our psychology. It's got to be unified. So then you look at fulfillment and you look at what fulfillment meant. And fulfillment is people when they say, you know what, I want to do what I do. I want to live on my terms. I want to live on my premise. I want to do what feels right to me. And I want to serve in that capacity. Fulfillment and service usually go hand in hand. Success and achievement go hand in hand, from my experience. But here's what I've realized is that what I call at least the definition of it is really wealth is having success plus fulfillment, is to have the accolades from the outside, but the fulfillment from the inside. And when you have both of those, you really have a wealthy life. And that wealthy life is really about knowing who you are and having value for who you are, but then not being afraid to unapologetically express that to the world. Not be afraid of their opinions, not be afraid of what they say, but be able to be so certain in your own skin that you allow others to see your certainty, because certainty becomes magnetic for people. And that's the ultimate, what I've researched, the ultimate secret to leadership. It's that certainty within yourself. That's, so I hope that's my least stab in the dark at it, and what I think at least.
I have a feeling you're not so much in the dark. I have a feeling you're really standing in your own light. And I know there are people out there going, okay, I love the doctor. Dr. T is the bomb. But how do I, you know, reach him? I can't hire him to be my coach. I mean, I can't call him up on Tuesday and ask him to come play golf. How do I get in? Does he have a program? What do I do? How do I reach Dr. T?
Well, the first thing I'd tell you is this, is just get onto the website, right? Get onto the website, go look up, see what's right for you, right? I'd say go to dralok.net. But then the first place to really start, and where I really help people and I tell people to jump in, is join a program, right? My key program, my signature program, is my intro program into my world is the Total Rewire. This is where I take the neurology and I rewire your health, your wealth, and your relationships. And I really structure and I get you to be authentically you, because there's a lot of people that are out there that are telling you how to think, right? Let's think about it, right? The entire success or personal development industry is all built on the premise of this is how you're supposed to think. Mm-hmm. And I don't really follow that. I'm probably one of the few people on the planet that's not going to tell you how to think. I'm going to teach you why you think the way that you do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And when you understand that, you're not going to try and think like everybody else. You're going to actually be original. You're going to be unique to yourself. And that's so you can live your authentic life, and which is, as to answer your question earlier, is your best life. When you know yourself and you can express yourself, that is the best life.
So let me ask you this, mm-hmm. You know, when do you start living your best life? When should you start trying to literally be in the right mindset? You know, is it after college? Is it when you're in your 40s and you've already had your kids and now, you know, you're thinking about your second career? When is that first step supposed to happen?
Well, I don't know when it's supposed to happen. I can tell you what I've done.
Okay.
And my kids have started it since the moment they were born.
Wow.
And they were raised in that fashion. My children know their identities. They know what they do. They know what they stand for. But both my kids, my daughter used to be much more into soccer. So we'd travel the world and see soccer. We were actually at the gold medal championship when USA won in gold medal in France a few years
right.
back. Yeah, we were there. We traveled all the way there. I hedged my bets and hoped that they were going to win. So I bought tickets like 6 months in advance. And, you know, thankfully it worked out. So we were there and we were inspired by soccer. And then after that, my son is a huge Barcelona fan. So then we took a train over and we went to the Barcelona Stadium in Spain. And I think that if you can fill your life with things that are inspiring around you, you get more of an inspiration to do things. Now, my daughter's moved more towards educational and learning and teaching, where my son still loves the game of soccer and is inspired by soccer. And here's the interesting thing, is that my daughter runs our kids' programs and that too. If you rewire the brain to think, then kids don't have a problem with academics. Kids don't have a problem with school. Kids don't have a problem with this because it's learning, right? Mm-hmm. And our brain is most pliable at the earliest stages of our life. By the time we get into our 40s, 50s, and 60s, and the 60s and 70s are probably the worst, I like to say, because it's kind of this mentality, and not everybody, but a lot of people hold on to this idea, well, I'm too old to change now. And that's just not true. Because we know this, right, Tego, is that the brain is always changing. It's called neuroplasticity. It's just a big technical term, but it means that the wires are always growing as long as you're learning. So whether you're in your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, the more you learn, your lifespan depends on it. Longevity of your life depends on how much more you're learning constantly. So never stop learning is my point.
Well, I truly hope that's true. And I believe in you, Dr. T. So I know it's true because I am constantly learning. And if you had asked me at 45 or 47, if at 57, I'd be doing this, I live in Vegas. I'd have laid a bet at the sports book. This would never happen. Okay. Sure. Never. Yeah. So I am constantly learning. So for you, your perfect, your right fit client, we'll use the term of leap and stage. Your right fit client, are they, you know, mega entrepreneurs and already super successful? Are they just getting started? Do you have a range? Who is your right fit client?
You know, it's a great question. I deal with entrepreneurs of all walks of life. I go from what I call ideapreneurs to propreneurs to entrepreneurs. And what I mean by that, an ideapreneur is someone who's just in the stage of has an idea but can't bring it to market. And they're, because in the psychology, that their wiring is just like, I'm afraid, I'm nervous, I'm scared, I don't know what to do, I'm going to lose all this stuff. And so I work with them to help just get them to the phase of what I call a propreneur. And a propreneur is when you're in the process of trying to figure out the business part, right? Mm-hmm. And I like to say, like, they're probably making under $50,000 a year. And, you know, they're paying some bills, but they're not really in the stage of building a company or a corporation yet. They don't, maybe they're solo on them by themselves, or maybe one employee. But then you go into the stage of entrepreneur, right? And the small entrepreneur is what I call from 50 to 250,000, okay, where there's different challenges inside that. And that's kind of the first stage of entrepreneur. And then, of course, there's scales of ingredients as it goes up. But here's the thing, is that every one of these stages has a psychological block. Whether you're doing 5 million looking to go to 6, there's a psychological block, right? Whatever it is, you will never outlimit, you'll never outgrow the wiring of your current psychology. And if your current psychology is wired at 5 million, you're not going to 6 million because you'll consistently stay at the state of survival at 5 million. What we've got to do is rewire that to change the level of survival to a higher degree of survival, not abundance, higher degrees of survival. That's where the brain comes into play to understand that.
You know I got to get you out of here. You're a super busy guy, and I want to thank you for just coming to spend a little time with us. You're always welcome to come back. But before I let you out of the hot seat, I got to ask this question. If you couldn't do what you're doing now, and you couldn't go back to being Dr. T, the chiropractor, what is Dr. T like to do? If he got paid for it or not, we would find you there on a Saturday afternoon. What do you like to do for fun?
That's a great question. I do for fun. So here's what I would do. If I couldn't speak, if I couldn't teach, if I couldn't do seminars, I would take information and I would put it together and I'd put it in a book and I'd find different mediums to put it together in a written format, or I'd get someone to write it and put it together, and then I would distribute it because I love to learn. I'm an avid learner. I get up every morning. I study three to four to five hours every single day. I did this morning. I do every day. So I'm an avid student and I want to learn everything I can. And so that's what I would do. I'd put it together and package it and help other people who want to learn more.
That's amazing. And you are an author. You know, we didn't even get a chance to talk about that. You are an author, you know, Chasing Success. Who wouldn't have thought that would be Dr. T's book title is Chasing Success. Where do they find your book if they want to find your book? Let's talk about that real quick.
You can go to chasingsuccessbook.com or you can just go on Amazon. Either way, I mean, it's pretty simple. You can get it there and check it out. I think it's written as a short story, but I think it relates to today's environment very much. And I think a lot of people struggle with some of the challenges that the main character goes through this. And it really talks about how they struggle with the idea of success and fulfillment and the journey that they go through in relationships and career and how to navigate it to become who they finally are. So it's a great journey, I think.
Well, before I let you out of here, will you tell them one more time where they can find your program and at least get started and find out more information about you?
Absolutely. Just go to dralok.net. It'll have everything there. And, you know, the place to start would be join a program and join the Total Rewire program. It's simple. It's easy. And it'll take 3 days, but we will transform your life in those 3 days. That I promise.
Well, I thank you, Dr. T. You know, we've had the website going by on the bottom third here a couple of times, but some people are listening to it on Amazon, you know, Music. They're listening on Pandora. So I want to make sure that we get you to say it out loud a little bit if they're driving down the street to go to work. I thank you so much for coming on the Expert Talk. I hope you can come back again because we touched on maybe 3 inches of exactly what it is you do. This was like our introduction to Dr. T, and I truly appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. Anytime, happy to do it. And everything you're doing is so amazing for people. Thank you for helping people the way that you do. The world needs it.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, you know how we do. This is Expert Talk with Tego, and Dr. T is one of another great, amazing sources for your dream. What are you sitting there for watching me? You should be doing, get out there. Take that first step. Go check out Dr. T's website. Or you know what? Just start moving. Start building. Because it's going to always be a dream if you never take action. You know how I feel about that. And as always, I appreciate you for watching. I hope you'll come back next week. And I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time.